some of the Money Talk regulars, hopefully many of the Money Talk regulars have been noticing, is the weak United States dollar in foreign exchange currency around the world. The dollar has been in a downtrend in 2017. This goes back to the beginning of 2017 in January. And obviously, we had a great six-year run in the dollar. The dollar rose 28% from 2011 to 2016, a six-year period, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 6 years of improvement, and now the greenback is back into a downtrend. It's been there now for the better part of 7 months. It's declined against the euro. It's declined against the British pound and the yuan, the Chinese currency, and also the Japanese yen. Now, what does this mean? What does this weak dollar mean? Well, the first thing it means, that American goods that are exported to foreign countries and are sold in foreign currencies, after all, when an American product sits on the shelf in Switzerland, it's priced in Swiss francs. In Britain, it's priced in pound sterling. In the Eurozone, it's priced in euros. In Japan, it's priced in yen. In China, it's priced in yuan. And so on down the line. It's priced in the local currency. And so when American goods are exported overseas or to any foreign country, it is sold in that foreign currency locally, which means that when it's brought back to U.S. dollars for the earnings report, when those monies are converted back into greenbacks by the American companies that have sold those products abroad through exports, then you're getting more dollars for the stronger foreign currency in which the product is denominated on the shelf overseas. And, of course, this is the opposite of what happens when you have a strong dollar. Now, we did have a strong dollar in, like I said, for 6 years, from 11 through 2016. We had a strong dollar, 28% rise, tremendous strength in the dollar. It basically was the strongest major currency on the planet. Not anymore. It's now a weak currency. And obviously this has the effect of increasing the prices of imported goods here in the United States. So the products coming in are more expensive due to the weak dollar, just as our exports become more competitive due to the weak dollar. So we saw this six-year bull market, if you will, in the U.S. dollar come to an end at the end of last year. In December of 2016, it ended. And now, since the beginning of this year, we are seeing investors around the world selling dollars, selling dollar-denominated assets in favor of a number of foreign currencies that I mentioned. Now, this is happening for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is investor concern about the dysfunctional U.S. Congress, which seems to have a hard time agreeing on what day of the week it is. And so far this year, and they're about to go on, at some point, they're about to go on a summer recess, whenever they decide to do so, even though so far they have failed to pass any major legislation, and they have failed to pass any legislation related to the agenda that was set out following the general election. Another factor is foreign economies now are doing better than they were, and this has certainly helped their currencies, because the value of your currency as a nation reflects the health of the underlying economy. Foreign exchange values are determined through free market trading in the Forex marketplace. And the bottom line is, this is good for earnings of United States companies. Because when the overseas exported revenues, when the exported product revenues are converted back into dollars, they convert into more dollars on the top line and more dollars on the bottom line, assuming the profit margin is maintained. And the reason I say that is, as I mentioned earlier, with a weak dollar, and we certainly have that now, we are 7 months in to a weak dollar syndrome. That means, as I mentioned, that our exported products tend to be more expensive relative to locally produced products after we export them overseas. And as a result, we have a situation where if they're more expensive, let's face it, they are less competitive. And foreign producers, which are local producers for our exported products, they have an option. They can leave their prices the same, which gives them a price advantage, as our companies that export products have to increase prices overseas because of the weak dollar. Or they can decide to go for market share and price accordingly. And that's an individual company decision and a competitive decision, of course. So all of this is going on out there, and you're not hearing a whole lot about it, I must say. It's surprising to me that we have not seen more attention in the financial media from this weak U.S. dollar. But it's certainly understandable as to why it is going on. And there's no question that the level of dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is at extremely high levels right now. And this does not go unnoticed in the global investor community.